Hallo, hallo, did you eat yet? Did you eat yet? Did you get something to eat between the shows? Be honest, you went to eat something? A drink. Coca-Cola? How much? Bacardi? What do they charge here for a Coke? $2.50? $3? Who's drank it, the Gentiles? Usually I'm gonna give you $2.50, $3 for a Coke. $3 for a Coke. I guarantee you that you spent the whole time watching the Gentiles drinking the Coke. When I see people charge $3 for a Coke, I look at them. So why should I pay $3 for a Coke? Does it make sense to you? $3 for a Coke? I always tell them the same thing, no ice. You never put ice in a Coke for $3. Understand this? Not too funny to this group. The Gentiles will laugh easier. Jews don't laugh unless they get permission from their wives. That's also true. That's not an exaggeration. That's a fact. Do you ever see a Jew order food in the restaurant? Does he ever order food without asking her first? Never. Never. Every Jew says the same thing. Do I like this? It so happens that I really like it. I don't. I thought I did. It's up to you. Let's be honest about it. A Jewish husband is the most intimidated person in the world. The most intimidated person. They made a study recently and they found out that a Jewish husband is directly comparable to a Japanese wife. They spend their whole lives begging forgiveness for things they don't remember doing. Every Jewish couple has the same conversation. Jewish, right? And he's going, I didn't mean to do it. I don't know why I did. But you did it. I didn't know. I didn't want to. But why did you? I didn't. I'm always begging forgiveness. Every Jew gets up in the morning the same way. Did I do something wrong yet? I don't care if he's the biggest genius in the world. To her, he's a putz. He's a schmuck. He can be making $40 million a year. You know what she'll say? $40 million. That's because he don't listen to me. If he listened, you know how much money he'd be making today. He doesn't listen. Not that I'm picking on Jewish wives. That's not nice to do, because I picked on them a lot in my first show on Broadway. You probably heard about it. And I made a lot of routines about Jewish wives, and a lot of them resented it because I was picking on them too much, let's be honest. It's not nice to say, because there are really a lot of decent Jewish wives. There are. Where they are, nobody. I'm not saying there's nobody happily married. Some people are very happy. You know who's happily married, I find? The girl and her mother. That's it. The husband slept. Every Jewish husband you meet 10 minutes after the wedding is already. You ever seen a wife? You ever seen a wife?